On that note, we've got a few minutes left before the top of the hour. Comments, feedback, criticism, concerns.
Great call.
That's all you got, Steve? Come on.
One of the things that I caught that I really liked was the comment, follow up until they die. And I think that's the thing that there's a gazillion things that I haven't done, but that's one of them I haven't done. You know, you try to be a friend, you try to do this, and you try to, if they told you no, you just, like you say, you have to, every time something new comes out, says, hey, it's a new company, we got to talk.
And Karen alluded, you know, until we can always sort of ask the question, well, if I'm being a pest, do you want me to stop calling? And every single time, I've never had somebody say, yes, Vance, you're being a pest. Stop calling me. Take my phone number out of your cell phone. Nobody's ever done that to me. And yet, because they truly want to know. And we have that responsibility to, and we can politely ask the question, would you like me to stop talking? Because I kind of get that look on your face, right, that, you know, what your face is telling me is, oh, I wish you would just stop talking about these products. I wish you'd quit telling me about this opportunity. And I've even said that to people. Based on what I see on your face, I'm not a perfect, you know, person at reading people. However, I've learned as a parent that visible body language speaks volumes. So, anyone else?
I like the way she used the word posture.
And why did you like that, Alfredo?
Well, because I like what she said. She said if you feel successful, you will attract people. And if you don't, you won't. You know, and it's so true.
And there's power, because there are lots of things that we will end up doing in life, whether we're doing it as an occupation or we're involved in something. There are things that may not be the greatest. They may be kind of mundane. And I find myself that if I just think, how in this setting right here, how are people perceiving me as a human being, as an individual? And if I've got a spring in my step and a song in my spirit and a smile on my face, people will want to know what's going on. Now, part of my secret is my relationship with God, so that's my number one connection there, first and foremost. And out of that, the byproduct is, you know, we got to be excited about life, and if we change our posture, people notice that.
Absolutely.
And utilize these products to give us that energy, to give us that boost. Because not every day do I wake up feeling like, you know, $1 million. However, I know in a few minutes' time I can change that. Put the good nutritionals in, set for a few minutes and do some reading while my feet are on the body energizer. You know, all these different things that we can do. It's our decision. And we have every day that daily menu that we can, you know, choose to which direction we're going to go. So, good.
She was also hostile about she didn't really care for network marketing.
And, you know, we never did find out why. You know, what was the hang-up there? She never alluded to that, which I think is funny, because a lot of people may just think, and it's the fear of the unknown, maybe. I could be hostile, you know, against NASDAQ or against the stock market because I don't know anything about it. I don't know all these different things, and I just don't know. So to me, it's the fear of the unknown.
To me, if people think of the word pyramid and they get frightened. Like the Ponzi scheme that just happened a couple of months ago, a year ago maybe.
Great. Anyone else want to put in their 2 cents?
Well, for me, Vance, as you said, person before project, and, you know, am I doing this for me or am I doing it for them? And if we're not doing it for them, we need to reevaluate.
And Angelique, what did you write down when she talked about that? It's not about me, I need to focus on people. I mean, we set goals, but how did you write that down in your notes?
Well, I wrote down that statement, and then, because I kind of take notes all over my page, so it's kind of, but we just need to be aware of the prevention, the increased awareness. I didn't really write down what you just asked me.
Okay, it's okay. It's not that I'm grading you, and then I'm going to send you a C- through the mail. Okay.
Right.
I just was curious if you'd written it down, because she said it in a way different from what I wrote down, because I'm looking back over my notes, and it was just a difference in verbiage. And I immediately thought of you, Angelique, because going back to the month of July, where you went bronze, you got all this volume, and thinking, okay, 4 months of silver, I can do this. I've got July, August, September, and October.
Mm-hmm.
And so thinking, okay, what is Angelique thinking right now? I got to come up with some more volume. You know, and where are you at? Give me the numbers real quick for the group, because I think this is a good lesson.
Well, let's see. Right now,
how far from 25K, and do you have the 6 seniors in place that you need?
I have 5 seniors in place, and I just sponsored one on Saturday, or
okay.
Tuesday, I should say. So that was the number 5, and I think my volume's down to 7,700 left to the silver.
Okay. So, and again, you guys, if you've never really utilized the 4 month to silver track, it's just so much easier to eat an elephant one bite at a time rather than going in with a chainsaw and thinking, man, I got to cut off this back leg. And sorry for the metaphor, but I drove by a guy slaughtering 2 cows yesterday, and so that just kind of stuck with me. But looking at it from the perspective of, hey, Angelique, you got, you know, $7,700 and 1 senior left. Well, 1 senior is $1,500 of that, so that knocks it down to, what, $6,200. And there's 21 days left in this month, so 3 full weeks. You got the convention in there. We can build on that. But that's the beauty of a 4-month track to silver is that, and then again, going back to what Karen said, it's not about me, even though that goal is there. How many more people can I convey a sense of urgency that, man, I'm going to go to Dallas and go to this convention. Would you mind if I called you in the midst of it and shared with you? Because there's going to be some great deals that they're going to offer for people that order at that event. Now, I know you're not going to be there, but I can probably slip it in. We'll cheat a little bit. Make them think that they're going to get something that everybody else is going to be missing out on. It's that fear of loss, and it can be capitalized, and we can all do that, you guys. We can all do that, and I can't tell you how many people that Stacy and I have talked to in the last few weeks that they know we're going to Dallas, and they know why we're going there. And one gal I even talked to, and I told her where the convention was going to be, and her eyebrows perked up. She's like, that's a really nice place, because she lived in Dallas. So she knew. So we can build on that. You know, it's a matter of working every single angle. And it's not, again, take what Karen said. It's not for us. It's not about schmoozing somebody out of something. We want to work it for them in mind. This is the one-stop shop. And but it again, it's about the work. And she kept alluding to that over and over and over. This is network marketing. And I guess, let me ask you guys this question. Got a couple seconds left here, and I'd love to have you all sound off on this. Steve, Alfredo, and Angelique, when she mentioned the fact that no drugs or antibiotics in 13 years, and she hasn't been sick, she's experienced total health, did that reiterate the power of what we have in the wellness home to you?
Most definitely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yep. This is Janice.
Okay, yes. Janice, yeah. And let me ask you, Janice, because you haven't had a chance to sound off here. Does that cause you to say, my goodness, why haven't I talked to more people? Or I mean, does it put a kind of a sense of urgency in you?
Not so much, but yet it does. You know, that's not a driving force for me. Mm-hmm. But I just think that, I mean, I don't hurt anymore. And, you know, because of these technologies. Well, that in itself is like, I could have been on one of these drug zombies. And so, yes, I guess I have to rephrase it and say yes. You know, that's how I phrase it. I don't have to be on these drugs. I don't plan on being on these drugs. Because of what Nikan has to offer for us.
Mm-hmm. And it's so nice having that opportunity and knowing what we know. And I'm not going to beat up on you guys. I'm just going to say I'm in the same boat. There's, you know, for every finger I put out, there's four pointing right back at myself. And I'm in that same boat that, man, because names come to my mind. And I'm thinking, okay, convention is 2 weeks away. Who do I know in Dallas? Or who do I know people that know people in Dallas? The answer is yes. And I have a responsibility and an obligation to say, hey, you know, what is this worth to you? And going back to them. So, hey, you guys, it is, yes.
Oh, this is Chris.
Go ahead, Chris.
I guess because we're a little sensitive to the issue with Karen being a doctor, I had kind of a bone to pick, critique to say, whatever. But when Karen was talking at the beginning that the doctor only, hang on, let me build this better. So, there you go. When she said that the doctor had never, you know, suggested anything except drugs, you know, Karen deals with patients all the time that's all they want. And mm-hmm. on the one hand, the consultants are often, oh, how do I talk to the doctors? But if we keep making those kinds of comments, you alienate the very group of people that you're hoping to align with the alternative approach.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess part of it, too, is saying, well, you know, why didn't you ask for it? Because you didn't know. Well,
right.
Neither did the doctor.
Right.
And we have to kind of keep that in mind sometimes. I think sometimes, you know, the doctor bashing, because we see it in other areas and other venues as well, so,
mm-hmm.
or the
yeah.
medical establishment bashing. And
right.
I know I do my share of it, too.
Right, and we all do. We're all guilty of it. I think
we need to be sensitive to it, is what I'm saying.
Right.
And realize if you take your car to a mechanic, you don't expect him to do your hair.
Token as a true Southerner can only speak it.
I mean, if they can only do what they know how to do.
Mm-hmm.
Not they're maliciously withholding information. It's simply they've not been exposed yet, and they're
mm-hmm.
so overwhelmed with what they have to know.
And what you're saying, if I hear you guys, Karen, Chris, what you're saying is that we have to understand that they're people, too. And
absolutely. And I tell Chris, I said, I'm overly sensitive, but, you know, because I do a lot of this stuff, but I still hate people saying, oh, well, all he did was give me this and this, and then, well, I wasn't really into alternatives either. So, well, what do you expect? He gave
mm-hmm.
you what you wanted.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And, you know, here's a thought, and let's finish with this thought. I had this epiphany the other day, an aha, whatever you want to call it, that our this journey for myself has been 17 years since I first heard of Nikan back in 1992. And looking over those years, the responsibility that we have to introduce people. And I guess what the thought that crossed my mind is this, that if we are to be part of the solution rather than part of the problem, which we all are once we decide to become wellness consultants, we've got a long journey ahead of us. We've got 300 million people just in this country alone who are looking for an answer. And I think most of them, if they're honest, I think they've pretty well come to terms that, you know, the boys in Washington, the people in Washington, they're not going to be able to create it and mandate it for us. It has to be our own choice. Going back to what this country is founded on, freedom, and that we have a choice, and we should be given that opportunity to make that choice. And but, as Karen and Chris are so beautifully pointing out, if they don't know about the choice, then how can they make it? And I guess that's what I keep thinking about, that we're going to have to do it one person at a time, and it's a matter of just saying, hey, can I share this with you? Have you ever heard of me, Ken? Would you like some information? Are you open to some alternatives, some complementary ways of dealing with what everybody's doing? I mean, there's so many questions that we can ask, and just we keep going over and over and over. So, you guys, we could go on talking about this for so long. It'd be a wonderful conversation. So thank you guys for listening. Thank you, those of you who jumped on the host line. Have a wonderful weekend, and I look forward to talking with you next Saturday, if not before. Okay? So bye-bye, everybody.